This podcast on NowDecatur.com is presented by First Mid Insurance Group, leaders in risk management for over 100 years.
This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, your thought on the draft last night?
Oh, it's all about fashion. You know, these drafts, and we'll see it a week from Thursday in the NFL draft. I really believe that's part of the attraction of the draft is what do these people wear? You know, especially Caitlin Clark, because she has not bought into the extended eyelash thing and all that. She kind of comes out and, you know, all she has is a rubber band and puts her hair in a ponytail, and she should come out in Carhartt overalls, and she's just ready to ball. And last night she had it going on, you know, including the bare tummy and show you her legs, and it was kind of neat. And no surprises that she went number one. But she's got an interesting team she's joining in that they have two really good post players, including Aaliyah Barr, who was last year's Rookie of the Year from South Carolina. She's 6'5", and they have a 6'4", woman playing in the post also. And then they have another three-point shooter in Kelsey Mitchell, who was made almost 500 threes when she played at Ohio State. That's been 6 years ago. But so she's not going to be a one-person show. They can really operate an inside-outside attack with the Indiana Fever, and that will be interesting. And things happen so fast in the women's game that, you know, the NCAA tournament just ended. Here's the draft, and they open on May 14th. The men take all the time in the world. Their draft isn't even until late June, and we'll get a look at her playing professionally in a hurry. And then the Chicago Sky owned the number 3, number 7, and number 13 picks in the draft. And took Camila Cardoso, the 6'7 center from South Carolina, with the number 3 pick, and then took Angel Reese, 6'3 from LSU. Between the two of them, they're not going to give up many rebounds. Those are two rebounding queens. And then they took Brenna Maxwell, who's a 3-point shooter from Gonzaga, with their third pick. So that was kind of interesting. And then I was interested to hear the established WNBA people just talk about what now awaits Caitlin Clark. And basically they said reality is coming. She's going to get knocked on her butt. And it doesn't have so much to do with Caitlin Clark. It's what happens in the NBA, the WNBA, the NFL. It's just welcome to the pros. You know, you're here to take our livelihood, essentially, and we're not going to let you do it easily, and we'll knock you, and then you'll get up and show us you can handle that, and then, okay, we'll just play basketball. And I think Caitlin Clark knows that. So that's going to be – it's going to be very interesting. And I looked up – I mean, I think they had one Indiana Fever game listed as a national television game last year. And this year they have, I think it's 36 of their 40, including that first one, which is on like ESPN2 or something like that. So get ready. We're going to see a bunch.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little baseball and Illini hoops with Mark Tupper. This look at Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB Quality, member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Cubs and the Cards.
Good day to talk about them because they both won last night. They're both out on the West Coast or out West. The Cubs are in Arizona. The Cardinals are at Oakland. And the Cubs beat Arizona 3-2 in 11 innings. Pretty exciting game. Michael Busch hit a home run, the Cubs' first baseman, in his fifth consecutive game, which that does not happen very often. And the Cubs trailed in that game 2-1 late. Nico Hoerner scored from second base on a wild pitch in the ninth to tie it. And then Nico Hoerner singled in the winning run in the 11th. Ben Brown, who's been getting some innings because of pitching injuries to the Cubs, when he gave up one run. Sonny Gray was really good for the Cardinals again. Six scoreless innings in Oakland as they beat the Athletics 3-1. Wilson Contreras with a pair of doubles and an RBI. And the standings show Milwaukee and Pittsburgh on top. Milwaukee 10-5, Pittsburgh 11-6. Cubs a half game back at 10-6. Cincinnati a game and a half back, and then the Cardinals three back at 8-9. In the Illini basketball world, Sincere Harris announced yesterday he is transferring. Not a surprise, particularly with some of their activities in gathering new guards who can score. And also, I won't be surprised to see him land at West Virginia. He's a Chester Frazier guy. Chester Frazier, the Illini assistant coach, is not been announced yet, but we all know that he's taking an assistant coaching job at West Virginia. And tonight is Brad Underwood's Coasters versus Cancer fundraiser over in Gordyville, which is just east of Rantoul. And he has as his special guests over there, and this thing is sold out. They sold 1,800 tickets to this. Bill Raftery will be there. Greg Campy, who's the retiring head coach at Oakland. That's the team that eliminated Kentucky from the NCAA tournament. And a longtime referee, Bo Borowski, who's a guy fans love to needle. He will be there and have some great stories, and that'll be a great deal for a good cause tonight, raising money for cancer.
Great day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And a big thank you to First National Bank, our longtime sponsor of Mark.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.